Unit 14, Text A. The teacher's last shocking lesson. A remarkable woman reasons with her killer and tapes it. She used a miniature tape recorder for graduate school course she was taking. The device, though, would do much more than capture a lecture. It was a microcassette found in Catherine Winston's shirt pocket that not only led police to her alleged killer, but also revealed a New Jersey teacher to be a woman of extraordinary courage and compassion. Winston, 45, was on her way to an exam at Toms River High School South on March 14, when she got off her gold 1995 Toyota Camry to buy a sandwich at the busy Toms River shopping center. That's where her path crossed that of Michael Lawson, who police say wanted just such a car to celebrate his 17th birthday. Grabbing Winston by the jaw, the attacker told her he had a gun and forced her into the Camry. The car was then driven to the Marital Park, about 2 miles from the shopping center. It was there police believed that Winston was able to activate the recorder she kept in her bag. According to Ocean County prosecutor Daniel Colucci, the taped conversation between Winston and Lawson took place as they removed personal items, bags, notebooks, her six-year-old son's belongings, from the car. It wasn't hysterical, Colucci says of the 24-minute tape. It wasn't the kind of thing you would expect of someone who is facing a life-threatening situation. Mrs. Winston bravely and persistently used every skill and power she had to convince her attacker to certainly take her car, not her life. The experts of the talk released by the prosecutor show why Winston was a beloved figure at Thorne Middle School in Middletown, where she was a special education teacher. "You haven't done anything yet," she tells her attacker. "All you have to do is let me go and take my car. For my life, don't you think I should be concerned and let you take my car? For my life. Do you really want to have that on your head?" At another point, the teacher tries to get him to open up. "Why don't you just tell me?" "Of course, it's important. It's determining your whole life and the direction you are taking." Winston also talks about her son Daniel and her plans to take in a foster child with her husband Paul. "I want to give something to somebody, to give something back," she says. Her powers of persuasion were to no avail. Winston's body, with hands and feet bound, was discovered by a hiker on March 17. She had been smothered with her coat, but before she died, she somehow slipped the microcassette into her pocket without her killer knowing it. Because Winston had asked the lesson about himself and his family, police quickly had their suspect, the son of a local official. "Our impression was that she was very aware she was leaving something behind," says Colucci. He will not comment on the same side of the conversation, except to say, "When you hear the tape, it will raise profound questions about what is happening in our world with the juveniles and our society. It goes beyond materialism." Winston also helped leave behind a new program at Thorne Middle School in which students were encouraged to do nice things for others. Every morning, Winston would announce various good deeds over the PA system, and she solicited prizes from local merchants and restaurants. Given her fate, the name of the program has a heartbreaking resonance to it, Random Acts of Kindness. Unit